Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Daniel chapter 7, we were talking about the use and the symbolism of the word fire in verse 10. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Over half of the earth's population will die in the 7-year tribulation period. This will happen. While the Lord is being defied and openly blasphemed by Satan's Antichrist. And this Antichrist even challenges him. But oh, my friend, there is no power, there is no counsel, there are no weapons that stand against the Almighty. And even though the Antichrist speaks against him, the Lord moves when it's his time. He's not going to let the Antichrist determine the time. God moves in his time. We've got a great, powerful, mighty God. Now, notice the garments and the hair. As a matter of fact, Revelation 1 gives a similar description. And we'll notice that he has white hair and white garments. That stands for purity, wisdom, holiness, and righteousness in the Scriptures. Doesn't it remind us of Isaiah 1:18, where the Lord says, "Come down, let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." They're covered by the blood of Christ. My friend, the words here in our text are not coincident. This is what God can do. God's goal for each believer, as we live in this flesh, is to strive to be like Him, to be like Jesus. Notice the use of fire in this passage. He has a fiery throne, the fiery flame. That speaks of judgment. The wheels are a burning fire, which speaks of easy movement. Nowhere to hide. His power is resistless. And then the fiery stream mentioned there in verse 10 speaks of his power. Men are unable to overturn it or to stop it. Listen to these scriptures. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24, it says, "For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God." Hebrews 12:29, "For our God is a consuming fire." 2 Thessalonians 1:8, "Even in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." Genesis 19:24, "Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven." Leviticus chapter 10, verse 12, "And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord." Isaiah 66, verses 15 and 16 says, "For behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many." Well, my friend, this shows that the fire of God, representing His holiness as well as His power and His authority as the judge. He's a devouring fire. And this color of white will show that the judgment is just. The fire is representative of the sureness of His judgment. Notice also the judgment setting around God's throne. We see the numbers in chapter 5, verse 11 of those that are there. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Well, that's quite a few people, isn't it? We're looking at millions. And these are sitting around His throne, waiting for the judgment. And then we see the books open. In Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, we read this, "And I saw a great white throne, and Him, that is Jesus, that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Well, we see there that if you don't receive Christ as your Savior, your name will not be in the book of life at that great judgment. At this white throne judgment, only the unsaved are there, those without Christ. The white throne judgment won't determine if you're going to heaven or to hell. You're going to hell. It'll just determine what your punishment will be for eternity. It'll be worse for some than others. All hell is bad, but it will be worse for some than others. We see that as He pours out His judgment, they're cast into the lake of fire. There is the book of life, and then there's the books. Everything of your life, every thought, every deed, every word, every intent is recorded. And you will be judged by those things. And since you wanted to make it on your own, then the measuring stick is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if your righteousness is not equal to His, you won't make it. Which simply means, without Jesus Christ, you won't make it. That's why John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by Me." Now this takes us into verses 11 and 12. "I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time." Now the horn speaks, that is, the Antichrist. Revelation 13:6, "And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme His name and His tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven." And so the Antichrist speaks. He blasphemes God. But Revelation 19:19 and 20 says this, "And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the white horse, against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone." Yes, the judgment is coming for the Antichrist. And the rest of the beast's dominion, his dominance, his area of ruler, will be taken away. Now, in staying true to the context, we must see that the other beasts, as are remnants of Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece, their dominion has been taken away, but their people are spread over the earth. Their lives, after the slaying of the Antichrist and destruction of the revived Roman Empire, is prolonged for a season and a time. Now, I really don't know what season and time represent. Many times, time represents 1 year in the Bible, but season, I'm not sure. It would only be educated guessing on my part to guess that, and I won't go that direction since sometimes speculation somehow gets turned into doctrine. For example, who would have guessed the time span between the 69th and 70th week of Daniel? If I was living back in the day of Daniel, I'm sure that I would not have guessed that. Neither would most any of you who are listening to me today. You wouldn't have guessed, and you know that. Now, as stated earlier, Hitler, Stalin, and others made a stab at world dominion. But there will be only one worldwide dominion before the return of Jesus Christ to the earth to set up his kingdom. And that is a revived Roman Empire. It's coming. Now, will it be called that? I don't know what it'll be called. I really don't. But I know the same area will rise up. Now, as Christians, we will never, in this age, Christianize governments or kingdoms or even develop a Christian nation. Ours is still the Great Commission, and that's in three steps. We've seen that in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. When Jesus said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world," that is, of this age. My friend, he has given us a commission, if you're saved, to try to bring others to Christ, but not just to witness the gospel. There are people that witness people and try to get them to pray a prayer, and afterwards they don't have anything else to do with the person. The Bible wants us to get them baptized, get them in God's house, get them growing in the Lord, to edify them. And no matter what we do, don't give up. Just don't give up. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.